Let's talk to John Irvine, who's the road service manager for DRD. John, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, sir. What's happening?
Well,
thank you for coming on, by the way.
No, that's not a problem. Listen, what has happened this morning, it's a very unfortunate situation. All our traffic signals in Belfast are controlled from a traffic control centre, and it's a very sophisticated operation. But this morning, there's been a major fault at a BT exchange, and as a result, we cannot control the traffic signals. They reverted the standard timings, and the operation isn't as efficient as it normally is. And as a result, there has been increased congestion. And can I just sympathise with everybody who's been stuck in traffic this morning? It's an unfortunate event. We've had lots of people in our office late for work, and we're working with BT to try and get it resolved.
What time did the fault occur?
We first became aware of it at 7:15 this morning, and at that time then we started putting messages out through our normal media outlets, including BBC and Good Morning Ulster, to make people aware of the increased congestion.
7:15 this morning. So I'm sorry if I inferred, and I mean this, I'm genuinely sorry if I inferred that you didn't tell any of the media outlets. But 7:15 this morning, and here we are 3 hours later until we're actually told it's 29 sets of traffic lights.
Well, we're getting into the technicalities of it. When we're working, as BBC listeners will be aware, in Good Morning Ulster, we have a direct line in the travel reports. We try and report to commuters about the conditions on the network. So, we're not necessarily getting into the technicalities of how many sets of lights are out, but we're trying to get the message across that there's increased congestion.
And what were you saying this morning? Because really important. It's about communication, isn't it? I know you don't want to talk about the bus lanes, but lots of people would say it's about the communication around the bus lanes as well. Let's talk about the traffic lights. Between 7:15 this morning and now, were you advising people which areas to avoid? Were you telling people, because of traffic lights, were you telling people which areas had traffic lights which weren't working?
The fault, Stephen, is in basically the core of the city centre. So the message that have been going out to media outlets through people like the BBC have been to do with Belfast city centre, and we have been doing that throughout the morning.
How does this happen? Is there no backup system?
As I said, the backup system, each traffic, without getting into the details of all this, the technicalities, each traffic signal has its own, if you like, computer on the ground, and that acts as a backup. But what we do is we have a very sophisticated system. We have two or three traffic operators who are looking at lots of CCTV cameras throughout the city, and they can optimise the flow. So, when we lose control, the signals revert, they stand alone, and they don't work together, and that's what increases congestion.
So there's no backup system that will work?
Oh, no, the backup system, the fact that the traffic...
There's no backup system that will keep you having control?
No. The systems revert to, if you like, a standalone operation, which in itself keeps the traffic moving, but it doesn't maximise the efficiency of junctions, and that's what then...
It keeps the traffic moving, John.
More congestion.
John, it doesn't keep the traffic moving. Have a look around the city centre.
No,
the traffic is not moving, sir.
I accept that, Stephen. I'm not going to deny that. We do our best... in normal circumstances, to keep the traffic moving as best we can. It was an unfortunate situation this morning. It was an unusual situation this morning. And BT are on the case to try and get this resolved as soon as we can to get it traffic back to normal again.
Is there any learning from this?
We have arranged an urgent meeting with BT to find out what the source of the fault is. And we'll learn from that and take it from there.
Okay. I think we're still waiting for a statement from BT. But John, thank you very much for coming on. Really appreciate it. No, it was short notice. Thank you, sir.